all flu bugs are the result of people trying to blow out birthday candles.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
When you're younger, you eat pizza and taco chips by the fistful and chase them down with a gallon of root beer. Someone says junk food is bad for you. You say, ha, I like it. A balanced diet is a piece of pizza in each hand. Your dad says, be careful. Obesity just snacks right up on you. You get older, you find out he was right. Sugar rots your teeth and goes straight to your love handles. White bread and sugary drinks clog your arteries, and now I was reading an article that says certain combinations of veggies are bad for you. What? So are nightlights, alarm clocks, skinny jeans, neckties, and antibacterial soap. I didn't read through to the end because I suddenly realized this article is bad for me. It spawned fear and paranoia. They can snack right up on you, too. A headline caught my eye. News is bad for you. Giving up reading it will make you happier. Now, it was on a site that makes its money publishing news. The author, Rolf DeBelli, makes some interesting points, and here are just four. News, he says, is irrelevant. That's number one. DeBelli asks, out of the approximately 10,000 news stories you have read in the last year, could you name one that allowed you to make a better decision about a serious matter affecting your life, career, or business? Famous newscaster David Brinkley said, the one function that TV news performs very well is that when there is no news, we give it to you with the same emphasis as if there were. Number two, news, says DeBelli, is toxic to your body. Panicky stories spur the release of glucocorticoids. Pronouncing this word can cause hiccups. High levels of the stuff cause impaired digestion, lack of growth, nervousness, and susceptibility to infections. Seriously. Other potential side effects include fear, aggression, and desensitization. Ouch. Ogden Nash wrote, I do not like to get the news because there has never been an era when so many things were going so right for so many of the wrong persons. Number three, news, DeBelli says, inhibits thinking. Thinking requires concentration. Concentration requires uninterrupted time. News pieces are specifically engineered to interrupt you and to do this in short snippets. Number four, news, he says, wastes time. If you surf the news or read the newspaper for 15 minutes each morning, check it again for 15 minutes during lunch, and 15 minutes before you go to bed, tally up the distraction and refocusing time, you lose at least half a day every week. DeBelli says, I don't know a single truly creative mind who is a news junkie. DeBelli has gone without news for 4 years now. He calls it a newfound freedom with less disruption, less anxiety, deeper thinking, more time. I don't know what you think of that. I like to keep up with big picture news, but like DeBelli, I rarely watch the news. For years, it was the last thing I did before going to sleep. And since the stories were overwhelmingly about things I couldn't influence, it stressed me out, ground me down, plundered my joy. In fact, I adopted a worldview that was pessimistic, sarcastic, and fatalistic. Like eating junk food, a steady diet of scandal, slander, and disaster saps our strength. The truly important things are almost never covered on the news. They are slow, powerful movements of God that develop below journalists' radar. If you want to heighten your joy today, lay off the junk food. Stop listening to the voices of fear. God is at work, my friend. Be encouraged. Philippians 4:8 says, whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. A little boy wrote, Dear Santa, three boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman. Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh again, truth bringing laughter to life.